Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
You are the man. See, yes, the tech hero. Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM here in Madison, and also 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Caca! This week's edition, America, where guns have more rights than women and children. Ooh. I thought we lived through, or somebody did anyway, made it through the dark ages before. But, and I know, look, I started out the week, I didn't know there was something going on. It's weird how this happens to me. I just happened to be in Madison on Wednesday, and I was like really close to the Capitol. And so I'm like, you know, I should just go in there and do some Ron Johnson stuff here, and maybe a little Butterball Fitzgerald, December 14th, 2020, reserved a room for the fake electors, and Ron Johnson. You know, I wonder why he spent that 4th of July in Russia. What was it, 3-4 years ago? Anyway, yeah, so I get to the Capitol, and I'm so surprised. There's this rally here, and all these people in pink. Well, I know what they're doing. This is that last announcement by the people that they want to protect women's right to choose what to do with their bodies, how they handle pregnancies. I mean, we've talked about this a million times, right? You know, and then that Christian right, see, they got it down to where they want to make sure that even if the person that's pregnant was raped, you know, yeah, that's just God-given, baby. Come on, man. And yeah, no, give that rapist parental rights. Because that's the next thing, right? Jesus. So what are they, you know, everybody's like, and I'm watching all these people and they're, you know, they're definitely motivated and they're righteous and they're, oh yes, radical, right? When, see, that's the funny thing about it. I guess all this stuff I've been doing on this far left end where I operate from wasn't so radical after all, was it, people? You know, everybody's always worried about their freedom and their rights. And then you just like
wait.
Oh. They lead you right down the path to sacrificing and giving up on all your rights and freedom, unless you want to believe in this one really strange culture, this death culture that we're. How else can you explain it? You know,
you can't.
We're the Supreme Court the next day. See, and I said to everybody, yeah, this is, you know, I'm glad you guys are all here, and I'm going to film some of this. I'm going to talk, you know, put out a couple little videos of my own because I like to spice it up a little bit, let people know what's going on, even though most of the people that see what I'm doing already know. You know, they're not going to mainstream me. That's why, hey, man, when are we going to do that? You know, we got to get on the podcast. I mean, we're losing time here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Yeah, this is the kind of show where you really want to swear today, don't you? But, you know, I did a lot of MFers and F-ing this and F-ing that all week long on Facebook because I didn't want to get kicked off in this conversation. So we get to the next day, right? Oh, by the way, Ron Johnson, the clown from Wisconsin, definitely wanted to hang Mike Pence. He has to. I mean, there's no way, no two ways about it. He was with the Hang Mike Pence crowd.
His backpedaling, his like.
Trump was with the Hang Mike Pence crowd. Yeah, oh, maybe he deserves it, huh? This is so, like, sci-fi, man. I can't believe that Americans. So I'm on the attack, dude. It's like on, right? There's no. Look, the Supreme Court the next day votes to expand gun rights in New York City. Because, you know, that's a blue state. They want us to shoot each other and everything. And by the way, all you guys have been crying, Democrat cities and this and that. Well, the Republican cities by far are leading in the murder rates. And again, a lot of you guys don't really care about that because it's people you don't care about that shooting each other most of the time, you know, especially people in poverty, right? And then the next day, take away rights from women and children in the same breath. Yeah, we're not going to. You know, and that really trips my trigger, too, when people talk about, well, we need to provide more security for these Supreme Court justices and judges and legislators and cops, for Christ's sake. Yeah, they need more. They need more to kill us with. Right-wingers, you're not indoctrinated in pro-life. You're indoctrinated into insanity, man. You guys are really far off. And now you're making me mad. Because now I'm hoping that the Bible is true. I know where I'm going, man.
Can I bring up something about the guns? So, you know, I've never owned a gun. I'm not, you know, whatever. It's fine. Like, if people want to hunt, I'm cool. I don't care. But I've never owned a gun. I've never fired a gun. I have no interest in it. But now, I mean, already I didn't want to go into, like, certain public spaces. I mean, I don't really feel like I don't want to do it. I don't feel comfortable being in big crowds when, you know, people can just walk around with guns all the time and it's okay. Like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I'm glad I stopped doing that a long time ago, and it's not because I was afraid of people bringing guns and stuff, but I just saw that a lot of people were no longer human. The human behavior was all gone. It was all this, right? I don't know what everybody thinks. They saw that happened over the last 40 years, but I've seen people just ditch common sense and critical thinking, and it's all, like I said, it's like a really bad sci-fi to me. You know, and in the meantime, you know, the Senate passed a bill for guns. It didn't take away those assault rifles that are out there that you guys complain about so much being the one. You know, you'll even, but not, no, Republicans complain about those being just used for hunting and sport. What sport are you guys in, man? I don't even like the sports where they don't use guns anymore. But I had a shotgun for a while, but I went through hunter training courses. And I mean, right down to the letter where you just like, you know, you always handle the gun like it's loaded. So you're never pointing at anybody and just everything. How to cross a fence without shooting yourself. But everything's different now. In Wisconsin, you can take your toddler out there hunting with you on an ATV, man, because they, what did that get? Oh, it's just, if you didn't see all this coming, it's because you were enjoying life too much. Oh, so we got, yeah, let's go to the phones. I got Mark from the SAC. What's happening?
Yeah, I got to agree with you on the whole guns thing. Even though I'm a gun owner and a hunter, that I'm not going to feel comfortable with everybody and his brother, you know, hanging around, you know, having firearms on them. And
hey, no, let's get armed up and go to New York City and walk around. What do you think?
Well, I mean, and how about the whole thing of being intoxicated? Well, in Wisconsin, they want to have open carry, that unpermitted open carry, on, you know, no matter what your level of intoxication is or something like this. And that was the whole problem back in the Old West, is these cowboys would come into town and they'd get all liquored up and shoot things up, and that it just didn't seem to, you know, the way that the
get guys, liquored up and become fathers, too. Make sure they have the baby, well, though. Let's get liquored up and be a father tonight.
They'd pacify the towns by saying, you come into town, you turn your weapon in when you come in at the sheriff's office, and that's how it goes. You don't need to be doing that all the place, and this nitwit from you know, the club owner, you know, that of the head of the president of the association or whatever in New York says, oh, things will be safer now with everybody having firearms. Not necessarily that, you know, guys that, you know, have just got done whooping on their woman, you know, in terms of her being, I'm being a little hyperbolic, there being property, and no, you know, well, that's okay. He can have his weapon. You know, that it is just the sturm und drang that, you know, Ted Cruz is raising up over the very mild firearms bill that they just got passed. They're saying, oh, it's going to interfere with people's rights. Now, somebody who's been involved in a crime that she,
I didn't know, see. I failed to see any advancement on gun safety through this bill at all. I mean, it does nothing about handguns, which are, like, you know, killing 41,000 people with suicides and murders. I mean, every cop's got them, and they're using them to kill people. I mean, this is just sick.
Yeah, it's just sad because, well, remember, you know, if you watch the old police series, like Adam 12, those guys didn't have semi-autos; they had revolvers, and they didn't like pulling them out. I mean, some of these cops, it used to be these cops would go through a career with never drawing their weapon. I mean, that and now it just seems that, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, and for the whole abortion thing, I mean, now you got Rebecca Clefish wanting to put even more restriction on in Wisconsin here. That she, I think she doesn't believe in, some of these states you got to have like 3 or 4 doctors check a woman out to see if the pregnancy really needs to be terminated for her, if her health is involved. I mean, it's just it's bat crap crazy. I mean, that.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I agree. Then we're going to be going to a break. But hey, here's the thing you can remember about Rebecca Clefish. She's got 2 daughters. And I think, you know, I remember Joel being with him at the Capitol, and he's a proud father and pretty girls, little blur. They, if I remember right, they like were twins, man, blonde-haired girls. And by now, they're teenagers, well into their teens. I mean, maybe going to college soon. Jeez, maybe you want to think this over. Are your kids indoctrinated into this insanity as well? Because if they are, that's another 100,000, 200,000 years of enduring Pizza Box Mike's coal dumping down from purgatory again. It's awful. Start playing Lizzo, man. Right on. Yeah. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me. You could have had a bad, bad, not committal. With your career, just a little. You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back, and that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True. Yes, I am. Actually, no. If you thought I was a creep before, just ask the dude on the motorcycle this week. Man. Glad he didn't have a gun, or maybe it was somewhere in his saddlebag or some CC rider. I mean, I'm waiting at the street intersection, stop sign, taking a right turn on a one-way, 2 lanes. And it's busy, so I'm waiting patiently. And then there's my chance. There's nobody coming. And as I'm pulling out, all of a sudden, here comes a motorcycle. Man, he had to be going, he's 25. He had to be going like 40. And what he was doing was speeding up in the other lane and cutting over so he could pass the car that just went by me in the other lane. But he was going to use my lane to do that. The right lane, right? You know, the passing lane. She. So anyway, he pulls up, stop sign. And I'm like, yeah, man, I was at the stop sign. What's the speed limit here? And you're driving around like that on a motorcycle? And he does the F you to me. And I'm like, oh, that does it, man. Dude almost nailed my Prius. I mean, he did, because I had to stop or he would have ran into the side of my car as he's cutting over in the lane. And I'm not into that road rage stuff. I'm into, like, you know, driving the speed limit with my road rage. So I catch up to him because he, yeah, always you get in that lane there and all of a sudden somebody's going to make a left turn and you're kind of stuck there. And so I pretty much unloaded on him with some, you know, you dumbass effing Trumper, you know, idiot. And you kind of look dumbfounded by that, kind of shook him, you know. I think what's happening here is it's starting to sink in with these people that support Trump and vote for Republicans. It's, you guys are like, man, you're finally getting embarrassed by this, maybe? You're finally figuring it out? Yeah, you lefties are so violent, and you watch, there's like 100 Republican ads out going into this midterms. Hunting rhinos. Former governor that went to prison or whatever. Now that he's out, you guys are going to vote him into the Senate or the Congress or whatever. Oh, this is just... so not look up. Don't look up. Right? We haven't even started talking about what went on with January 6th this week, because they distracted us with all this stuff, too. Yeah, see, they're just unloading, man. It's just coming, piling on.
Don't you think that's part of it? Like,
well, yeah, it is.
Like, oh, no, this is getting too heated for January 6th. Let's throw a bunch of other stuff out there to distract them.
It's been, like, you know, decades of me watching this nonsense. And then, don't get me going, but yeah, get me going. Because I get an email from Nancy Pelosi. Hey, can you send $20? You know, this is just awful what they've done. You know, DCCC. Oh, yeah, DCCC. Don't let me tell you what those initials mean to me. Because I've watched you guys use that money to pound out on progressives so that you could keep these corporate Democrats and military support and, you know, love the privilege of being just this important person at the top. Or just licking the boots of that person that wants to be at the top. Right, Hillary? Yes. And I didn't lick those boots. Okay. But Nancy Pelosi coming out and, oh, she's going to complain about what just happened. That Roe v. Wade being overturned. Yet in the state of Texas, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and Uncle James Clyburn down there in South Carolina, who does everything to just harm poor brown people in poverty with his ignorance about climate change and everything else. They all supported Henry Cuellar in Texas, who's a pro-gun, anti-abortion Democrat? Oh, wow, we had Manchin already and Sinema. And now we're just going to find out who the fascists are in the Democratic side? Seriously? So he must be real happy with what happened with Roe v. Wade and everything. A Democrat. Yeah. We're hurting people. It's going further right. It's not going further left. Further left is like the cure. Being the centrist or listening to the Nancy Pelosi's? Oh, yes, those people? That's purgatory for me, man. And my grandchildren. That's just an awful life coming up where they do absolutely nothing about people living in poverty or anything else. Don't get me going. Just because she's a great speaker... You know, the Republicans think Robin Voss is a great speaker. You see what I'm saying? Being a fanatic is not good in any sport, but especially in politics. And now you talk about state and church being twisted and blended together like this cotton candy for the right. Oh, we are deep. Man, I mean, you know, like I said, I can handle this. You know, it's sad. I'm an older white male. This isn't going to do much to harm my freedoms, is it? Except for, you already know, I refuse to arm myself at this point. I mean, somebody's going to come house to house and start killing, yeah, those liberal, whatever, that dude, you know. Really? Ask that biker how it turned out, man. I didn't shut up. I rode him all the way down the street. Like I was riding his ass. How's it feel to have me on the back of your bike, dude? I mean, how stupid are people getting? How mean are people that I have to say I'm going to get mean Creepman, here he comes. Outside the creepin' pizza box. Oh, man. Well, if you didn't, like I said, if you didn't see it coming, you'd just have been enjoying life too much, right? I gave up on those crowds you were talking about. I mean, I don't go to concerts or anything anymore. But again, yeah, I think I'd be looking around, making sure there wasn't a guy with assault rifles and stuff. But, you know, these laws that they're, you know, these guys can take their assault rifles and walk down New York City now. This is going to lead to violence, man. Just like that one dude in Georgia that got his ass threatened, you know, working for the Secretary of State, doing things that they knew were right. Because there's some people in the Republican Party that are still doing things right. But not enough. And way too late. Way too late. This is going to pour into the streets. And I hope it does, man. But I hope it's us pouring into the streets going, oh, no, I just got to shut this down. We just, everybody show up. Just shut it down. We don't need the guns. They want to bring the guns. Whatever. It won't be the police shooting us because they already know. We come in peace, man. I'm gonna jam on it. I have been for a while, man, but it was fun being at the Capitol. But it's time to put up signs and stuff, make fresh ones. Oh, I can just feel it. Feel it. Movement rising. Hopefully. I mean, if that isn't enough to get people going, I mean, it should be enough to get me going again, don't you think? Just a little bit. Yeah? I don't know. I'll have to draw some pictures of guns. And I mean, really, man. Really. Guns over children. Wow. And white religious men against women. Yeah, you know, I guess old man Kennedy always said that the priests are the Republicans and the nuns are Democrats. Let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa. How are you, Mary?
Hi, Pizza Box. I appreciate your justified outrage as usual. You know, we're beyond the point of reasoning with those who are mindlessly following, also known as brainwashed, you know, and those who are influenced by wealth and power grabs. The only rational thing that we can do at this point, you know, is to encourage everyone, especially youth of voting age, to get to the polls. And we are fortunate we've got the elections coming up. Keep up your good messaging, Mike. Thank you.
Well, and thank you. And you're right. We got to get people to the polls, but I say we message even in between more. get people out there and doing something about it. But, you know, shame these guys. It's time to shame them in public like I did back in 2011, man, when they used to like to go down to the restaurants on State Street thinking, oh, it's just cool to go down here. No, it ain't. And it's like open to public. So as long as I'm not like, you know, in their space, I can hold signs and go, oh, this is you guys, man. Look at it. Yeah, you want to read this? Goes good with your dinner, doesn't it? Robin Voss. Hey, how about some popcorn? With no butter or salt or anything on it. Kind of like a Scott Walker popcorn flavor, right? Yep. It just tastes like the box.
White, stale popcorn?
Inside the popcorn box. Oh, that's a good one. That would be what, that should be Robin Voss's show, I guess. 844-967-2789 if you want to call in and participate. And you know what? I'm even going to let those that I said I wouldn't take their call. Bring it. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, man. My great sponsor there in Stoughton for all your guitar needs, right? And hand-built guitars. Got to believe the guys that know how to play them know how to build them, too. And that studio that, come on, man, when do you want to do it? Call your wife and children and say, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 years podcasting. in the marsh so they can't find us. It would be like the Marsh Podcast.
Oh, man.
It's getting bad. Hey, they elect the Republicans in Texas just elected a Latino woman. Awesome, right? Except that she she had a different name on the QAnon sites. And then tries to distance herself from him and delete it. Everybody's deleting stuff, like Gableman. Well, you can't delete the 6 inches that just came along your waist, your belt line there, buddy, with that 900,000, man. I'm just picturing him just sweating in the basement, pounding down lobster and butter. Just nothing else, man. He's a great candidate for probably a heart attack or a stroke, and I'm not wishing it on him. But, you know, at some point, it's like, is it okay to wish, like, evil not do well? Seriously. I mean, does everybody think that Jesus was nice to those guys? That he didn't shame them at every day? That's why they hated him, man. Because he'd go up there and go, "Aah!" Oh, no, that's zombies. But them too, man. They think more than people do. Zombies are like, well, let's go eat these brainless people. I mean, I know we like brains, but these are like brains light. You know, they're low calorie, no sodium. Scott Walker kind of brains.
I just can't even understand the rationale, right? Because you're freedom, freedom. You know, you're complaining about all these other things as freedom. And then you're, yes, take away freedom. I mean, how does it?
Well, it's easy when you got pundits on there saying that, oh yeah, you know, it's really not cool to prosecute a corrupt president. You know, it's bad for the nation. And I'm like, what?
How does it make
really
sense?
I think it's more or less, you know, the other way around. Eric's upside down, man.
I just don't know how one brain can like fall in line with both of those arguments. I don't understand.
I can.
Okay. Well,
they don't know they're stupid, man.
I don't get it.
They don't know they're stupid. And everybody's breathing some kind of like, maybe there's aliens out there, the illegal kind, you know, the ones that from Mars that are going to take everything away from us, as they should. Some of us, anyway. I'll be like a worker for Mars before I go to purgatory for 200,000 years.
Maybe that will be the next fear tactic. Rather than brown people marching on the border, it's, you know, green people flying to the planet to come and do something to scare you. Everything's about fear and scared, and we're making decisions out of fear, and oh my god, we're afraid. It's just, man,
I'm making decisions based on how high I am all day long, and it's far better than what other people are doing. See, because I started this thing, all right, I don't want to smoke cigarettes, you know that, right? And here's the thing, you know, it's time to go for another one of those 3-month cancer checkups, right?
Okay.
You know, all the scans and everything. So the last 2 weeks before you go in, you stop drinking and smoking so that you can, you know, make the doctor think that, I'm just kidding. But I wear the patch already, but if I feel like I want to smoke a cigarette now, I just take a couple hits and I'm like, yeah, man, cigarette. I'm good, man. Cool. Everything's good. And it's working. But hey, is it so bad? I mean, everybody, you know, the bad rap on marijuana. Still, you know, 500,000 people die every year from tobacco.
Now tell me what it is.
Disabilities and zero from smoking weed.
What is the argument on marijuana? People don't get angry. They don't.
Well, it was a gift from the creator. Definitely, it's flowers
that's
out a, and everything.
That's
I mean,
how you got to frame that. That's how you got to frame
well, that's
that.
That's a gift. Come on, man.
No, but
how
I'm,
stupid can it be? You know, alcohol. They have to do stuff to. You know, they have to rot stuff and you know, add some poison to it. Yeah, it's good for your liver and kidney and everything and heart and brain and.
I'm
it's
trying,
part of the culture, man. Suck it up.
I'm trying to get through it. Like the fear. Why? What are we afraid of? People don't get angry. They're not violent. They're not hurting.
I'm not scared.
No, but they're not, you know, like, they're not hurting anyone else. They basically just laugh and are happier.
Not even, man. I think...
So what...
I come up with solutions.
What are we worried about?
I come up with solutions. I plan. It's the nicotine and other things that could drag me down into being lazy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, man, I planted tomatoes. I got high and planted tomatoes, dude. And right. Now I'm watering them every day. And now I probably didn't have to today, but, you know, there's... There's no deer in my neighborhood during this spring and summer, I don't think. I see them coming through in the winter. Hey, that buck come walking right up to me and snort at me. I'm like, hey, no, I'm a buck too, dude. Those are that way. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
I mean, I still don't understand the anti, you know, the anti-legalization crowd. Like, what's the problem? What are we?
Well, they don't know they're stupid, dude. And okay. and it works on in everything. You know, it's like, okay, we're at that point. Why do they do this? Because they don't know they're stupid. Okay, I don't even think MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene knows how stupid she is. I really don't. But she is part of the Gestapo police that I'd be worried about, not the gazpacho ones that gets grown in like peach tree dishes and stuff. She's really ignorant. And there's, you know, it's sad to watch these at a time when women, you know, no, they're, listen, I think the reason why men want to keep women down so much is because they're actually, I can admit this, they're more equal than me in so many ways, okay? I'm just saying. I'm not like, you know, making them better than me just because they're better than me at a lot of things. I get along with people. Doesn't matter. It's not, isn't this sad? It's just a sad time because I've reached that age and got to where, you know, gosh, I'm okay with the world being just the way it is, right? There's nothing I need to change as far as how I look at nature and people and different cultures. And oh, I get high wherever I go, dude. Not Colorado. Yeah, whatever. Hey, there's like 2/3 of the states legalized marijuana in some form or another. But in all 50 states, bang, bang, baby, bring it on. About as many states, too, that won't allow an abortion now, a safe one, even though just, oh, yeah, we got the board lighting up, man. We're going to go to a break and take the phones. Never been so uneasy. Jealousy got me freaky, out of my mind. So I get high like Colorado. Jason's got a gun. No, not yet. Jason's on the run because he didn't get a gun. He's right behind Pizza Box Mike because he didn't want to get one either.
I guess I'll be an easy target because that's not happening.
No, it ain't going to happen, man. We're protected. See, those people that think they have faith are actually, they have indoctrination down to a pat. Psychos, man. State and church mixed like peanut butter and jelly. It's just like Jesus. And away we go. We'll go to Andy in Beaver Dam.
Hey, Pizza Buck.
Yeah, man.
Damn on it, man. Damn on it.
No doubt. Wow.
Yeah. You know, maybe a small way we could help things out would be, you know, with excluding the Marjorie Taylor Greens and maybe the Nancy Pelosi's. Just vote for more women, you know? You think that might help in a small way against, you know, their representation as far as not being forced to. I have a child that they didn't, you know, want to have or whatever. I mean, you know, it seems to me that, you know, they should be maybe more in charge in some respect.
You think?
Because all these boomer guys that we've had the last, some odd 40 years that our age are so.
What are you really talking about? That's un-American.
You're right. I know it's un-American. you know, men should be able to call the shot, you know. Oh, yeah, right, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, they're anyway, calling the shots, pretty- all right. But, yeah, thanks, Andy, yeah. I'm okay with women making decisions. You know, there's something about them, you know, being able to bring life into the world that makes them just a little bit more connected on things that are important in life for some reason. I don't know what it is about me. Of course, men are like beasts, savages. Not all of us, right? But a damn good portion of us. Here's another one that's cool. We'll go to Wisco Paul. He's a good man.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for the compliment. You know, my number one thing is in the environment, you know, because that's all we have is this little world. But today I have to ask you, you say things, you're always saying things can't get any worse, but you're right, they always do. But with this Supreme Court, who is, I don't understand this anymore. I don't think they're even legitimate to begin with. But how much worse can it get, Michael? I mean, are they going to go any further with gender rights and other things? And I'm going to hang up and listen to you. Thanks for your Saturday show here.
Hey, thanks, Fastest buddy.
Fastest hour on the radio, dude.
Cool, man.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, the next thing will be, it was same-sex marriage. And then after that, I don't know, Clarence and Ginny Thomas might start worrying about, you know, mixing cultures and colors like that. That's just, you know, that mongoloid stuff. That's where we're headed, folks. That's how people look at people like that, look at my grandchildren and children, and I don't care, man. I'm like, what did I say? Oh, I'm white boy Mike, man. I don't care, man. It's sad. It's going to get worse, okay? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. And I don't know if these people that think that Trump was just like Jesus realize that if they don't even believe in what they fear the most, second coming of Jesus. Obviously, you don't know that you fear it yet, but when he gets here, man, you're going to be scared. Because I can't understand how people think hate and violence is the answer to anything. That even the God you guys talk about isn't like that. Hey man, let's go to Carolyn because I'm kind of sore right now.
Oh, piece of box. Okay, Jesus would say, why didn't you guys repeal the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
I mean, the Supreme Court already repealed anything having to do with a well-regulated militia. So,
lay down your arms, brothers. Nah, Jesus wouldn't have done that. You're a psycho. You're one of them liberal crazies. That's what I get. I'm like, really? You won't even feed these children you want to bring into the world. You won't provide health care, public education, access to anything. Oh, you guys are like the scourge that's mentioned in your Bible.
Got it. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, and thanks for listening. But yeah, it's not... Yeah. It's not hard for me to figure out. Life is actually much more simple, like, you know, cats and dogs make it. Unconditional love and, right? Everybody's just saying, hey, can I smell your butt? Oh, okay.
Hey, but, how'd you feel about Kevin McCarthy's comments?
I don't think I listened to anything he says because Triangle Head speaks with Triangle Forked Tongue, right? I mean, they're all liars and
ridiculous
clowns and suck-ups and demons, man. You got a triangle head for a reason, man. Somebody's got it in a vice, you know? It's like there's one thing that I know really works on these people more than anything, and I wish people would understand it. It's public humiliation right at the times where they think everybody should be bowing down to them, like at a press conference or something like that. You know, where they're, you know, the fake rage white guy, you can just like stun them with just some actual like, real questions about some, especially coming from an old white guy. I could tear these guys a new, you know what, put me on Fox against you clowns. I'll let you talk, and then we'll talk about what's really going on in the world, because I watch these guys and I can't laugh at it anymore, because it's all death, the culture of death and lies and violence and fascism and racism, and here it comes, man. End of days, huh? You know what do we got, 5 minutes? Or 50 seconds.
About 5 minutes, yeah.
Oh.
50 is this.
You got anything to say? Did we miss anything? I mean, January 6th, what happened? Oh, you know what I really did like?
Yeah, we should bring it.
Listen, I really liked listening to those guys from the DOJ just put it to that clown Clark. You know, oh, well, environmental. Now, people, he's an environmental lawyer that was in this administration because he's an environmental lawyer to protect, like, corporations and the military and things like that to mitigate things, to make it lower. You see where these guys got poisoned with water at the military base?
These pesky regulations, pizza box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, freedom. Freedom to choke and die. They lead you to, like, the poisonous water, and you guys drink it. It's not even Kool-Aid, you dumbasses. It's just tainted water. Oh. Well, they just, look, I've been having fun on Facebook. Man, I should, like, I wish I could, maybe I'll post it. You know, my conversation with the Wisconsin Conceal and Carry. You know, the conversation I had. Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because part of it is like, you always, you know, do the name calling. Yeah, especially when it's accurate, clown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like, let's have a debate about guns in America because, like, every other country has reduced their crime by reducing the guns. Even in Australia, where you guys need them for the 50 wild boar that come running through your backyard when the kids are playing. Come on. And people believe that, right? Oh, there's giant rabbits in our yard. It is going to get worse, but I'm getting better because I already know it's coming. I really do. It's been a rough week, but now I'm telling you, you know, you get a chance to go to the Capitol and just go to these offices and just lay it on them, man. You don't have to, like, you know, scare them too bad or anything. I'm pretty good at not scaring them anymore, but if they mouth off to me, then I'm good at scaring them. I don't know if my eyes turn like yellow or something. Maybe it's like supernatural. Maybe I'm the devil and I didn't even know it on Devil Radio. I'm the actual devil. The too far left is violent and it's the exact opposite of all that, people. I don't know how many times they got to explain it, but I think we got one more Saturday where I can explain it before Jason's going to have a Saturday where he's got to do something else, right? It's not like you're going on vacation, is it? Or are you going on vacation?
It's a planned outing with my brother and stuff, yeah. So kind
well,
of
there you go. Plan. You deserved it.
Yeah.
Part-time? Oh. Yeah. be sure to tune in, you know, this Saturday and every Saturday, even on the replay.
Yeah, we'll
and the replay on Sunday. And by the way, anybody wants to, like, help support this show, go ahead and, you know, say, hey, Pizza Box Mike told me to send this check in, whatever, man. I could use a little help. Just Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. Are you done now?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You got to support. Be like Jeff's. Be like Jeff's.
Right? So 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and 540 AM, 101 FM. The Shaw, Ottawa Shaw, caca. You know, it's going to take more than voting, people. I can't wait to see how many people register and vote. But, you know, they always gerrymander, and then they always, like, try to throw out ballots. And then you got people running that are saying, oh, cheated and all this. You know, every time they talk about that voter fraud, you know, there's nothing could say substantially change it. And that's all they say. You know why? Because all the voter fraud is done by Republicans. Check it out. Count it. Let's keep score. See you next week.